The Siddur Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Renee and Jack Nussbaum for Refuah Shlema Ochol Yisrael, in particular Hanani Shmuel Lipa Ben Charna Lea, and those who are looking for their Shidduch should find their Basher. We are up to Shema. Last night we discussed Kel Melech Ne'aman, the three-word introduction to take us from 245 to 248. The practice of the Arizal, not to make a hefsek, not to create an interruption or barrier between the bracha and the declaration, the affirmation of Shema, instead to repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes at the end. The difference whether you are on your own or in shul where you hear the chazan repeat those words. That brings us up to Shema itself. Rabbeinu Bechai in Chovos HaLevavos writes about Shema, Tzorach Shetovin HaPerek Hazeh Shel Shema Ad Sofo. A person needs to understand that Shema, Heyach Netku Bo Dvorov Minyan L'Inyan U'Klal Asor Inyanim Keneged Aseres HaDibros. Contained within Shema are the principles, the laws, the charge, the mission of the Aseres HaDibros. We know that the Aseres HaDibros represent, Rav Sadia Gaon says, in those Ten Commandments are subsumed the totality of all mitzvos. Taryag, all 613, can be found in the categories of the Ten. The Ten can be found within the first, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the first tzivui, the first commandment, is all contained within the opening word, Anochi. Rav Sadia Gaon's philosophy, if you want to consolidate, if you want to reduce all of Torah, all of mitzvos, all of our life and lifestyle down to one word, it is Anochi. That there is a God, a creator, that He is involved, invested in our lives, that He is aware, that He holds us accountable, that He is there to love, to support, and that He is invested in each and every one of us. So says Rabbeinu Bachi, if you want to understand Shema, you need to look in, see, and find the 10 principles, the 10 commandments. The Shabur and Simon Samach Aleph quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah in the name of the Kobo, quotes the Yerushalmi, who says the same thing, that contained within Shema are these Aseres HaDibros, these 10 commandments. So what is it that we declare? What is it that we affirm? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. This is the part of davening that we're biblically obligated to say every day. The Amida, which is the part where we're talking to Hashem, everything building up to the Amida, when we stand before Him in conversation and dialogue, is not actually conversing with Hashem, but we are meditating, studying, reflecting about Him so that we can have a meaningful conversation when we address Him. So Shema is Doraisa, the Amida Shemoneh Esrei is only Dirabanan. And Shema is about Hashem, it is trying to help us understand, trying to help us see how categorically different we are from Him. So when we stand up and approach Him, praise Him, offer our requests of Him, and express our gratitude to Him, having proceeded with Shema, we have a better understanding of who He is and who we are. That word Shema, let's just start with that tonight. Translate, what does the word Shema mean? What does the word listen mean? Hear, what does the word hear mean? We could do this all night. So Shema, again, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Biblically, we're obligated to recite and understand, to concentrate when we say Shema. People misunderstand what the word Shema means. Shema does not mean, in terms of audibly, to be able to hear. Shema doesn't mean for the sound waves to enter our ears. We're not screaming Shema Yisrael. In a moment, we'll have to ask, who is that Yisrael? To whom are we addressing this? When we are in a room with others, maybe we're screaming to them, Klal Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael! Hey buddy, Shema, listen! Hashem Elokeinu, the Lord is our God, Hashem Echad, He is one. What about when we're alone, when you have to say Kel Melech Ne'aman? Then why are we saying Shema? Listen. If you're saying it, obviously you're listening to it. We in fact say it out loud. We say it so that our ears can hear. But Shema means so much more than that. Shema is not about listening with our ear. The word Shema translates to listening with our heart. It means emuna bitachon dveikas. It means to understand, to comprehend, to absorb and to accept what we are hearing. Schechter always points out this is true in halacha. The principle of Shomea Ka'ona. How does Shomea Ka'ona work? Shomea Ka'ona only works if you understand what you are hearing. If somebody's reciting a bracha that you don't comprehend and that you don't understand, then Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work, because Shomea Ka'ona, what you're hearing is as if you're answering, not when the sound waves enter your ear and you're hearing something in Chinese and Japanese in some language you don't understand. If Hebrew for you is Chinese, and you don't comprehend what is being recited or said, then Shomea Ka'ona cannot work. Shomea does not mean to hear, it means understand. That's critically important. when we introduce this affirmation, when we introduce this Kabbalah Somachu Shemayim, we have to appreciate Shema does not mean to hear. Shema means understand. You see that throughout Chumash. Nasa v'nishma. Nishma doesn't mean to listen. Nasa, we will do. Nishma is our promise. Nishma, to understand. It means Hashem, I'll do whatever it is. How do you know Nasa, how do you know Nishma can't mean to hear? Because Nasa means I'll do. How do you know what to do if you haven't heard? Nasa. Implicit in Nasa is, tell me what to do and I'll do it. So what does Nishma mean? Implicit in Nasa. Nasa is, whatever you ask, whatever you tell, you say jump, I say how high, Hashem. Good. That's covered in Nasa. What is Nishma? Nishma doesn't mean to hear. You had to hear to know how to Nasa. What does Nishma mean? Even though I'm already committed to do whatever you ask, Nishma. I want to understand. So whatever it is, I'm in. And whether I understand it, whether I appreciate it, whether I agree with it, I'm in. I'll do it. But now Nishma, I want to understand. I seek to understand. I want to. I'm curious. I'm inquisitive. I want to understand. We see this also. V'shamata Yisrael v'shamarta la'asos. V'shamata Yisrael v'shamarta la'asos. V'shamata doesn't mean to hear. When you see that word in the Torah, shin mem ayin, it means not to hear, it means to understand. So Shema Yisrael, we'll have to pick it up from here. We said we have to define, who is the Yisrael that we're talking to? Is that outside ourselves? Are we talking to the Yisrael within ourselves? But wherever we're addressing what we're about to say, we are declaring, we are asking, not hear, as in the sound waves, but Shema, understand, comprehend, pay attention, think about what we are about to say, and then we'll get to the rest of the message of exactly what it is we are saying.